welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October the 19th, 2021. Oh, we're going to get into it today. I have a little, I don't know where this listener heard of this. This person's name is Hillary. She does not want me to tell where she lives, so I will not. But I have my four noble truths, and they're tongue-in-cheek, and they can't be disputed at all. The first one is you can't teach a pig to sing. It wastes your time and annoys the pig, all right? Second one is no good deed goes unpunished in this world. The third one is nobody, and I mean nobody, likes you anyway, no matter what you do. And the last one, which is the one we're going to talk about today, is that nothing good ever lasts long in this world. Now, none of these are originals. These are things that are quoted by people that have gone before me that have found the truths of all of these things. The last one, and this is the question, what do you mean that nothing good ever lasts long in this world? This came from a movie of with Superman as he saved Lois Lane, and as he's flying away, he looks down at her and says, nothing good lasts long on this planet. And he is right, nothing. If you go back into history, if you really look at it, and not with a prejudicial mind, you will see very clearly that everything turns into whatever humanity is most interested in, and typically what it is most interested in is gossip and hate. We like the bad news, not the good news. That's why the news is always bad. When you watch the news and you think, God, it's the same old shit every day, you know? Well, yeah, it is, because that's what sells. That's what draws people's attention. So right there is the proof of what I'm saying. We like evil, and we have an election coming up, and it's the evil that is there that is so, what shall we say, attractive to our human nature, to our primal impulses. So we're into this whole thing of evil. And, you know, when you look at it from the point of view, we've had some very beautiful people come and touch this earthly environment. Some have been social people, some have been political people, some have been the awakened. We've had plenty of awakened people. We've had people who tried to help us immensely with our social problems, our biases. We kill them. We kill anything that goes against the grain of our primal urges. And that's why I say what I say. And I'm curious as to how you found out about this, because I generally, maybe I did it on a Zoom. So that might be where you got it. Now, it's okay. Wherever you got it is fine. It is what I say. So the question is, why? Why does not this goodness, as Lhotse calls it in the Tao, why is it not prevalent? Why does it not find substance in our world? And it's because of the way we live on the inside of ourselves. It has a lot to do with our beliefs in right and wrong, our morality of good and bad. We always have to have something we have to fight against, always. There's always got to be, if you notice this in your life, and I know you probably will deny it, those of you who are not honest with yourself, but if you really, really look, you will always see that you have had and kept stored away in your unconscious mind an enemy, somebody that was against you, somebody that, quote, didn't understand me, or whatever it is that you had in your life. You have had plenty of enemies. And the interesting thing about it is that in these skirmishes and in this conflict, we have found solace in. We find comfort in having an enemy and trying to defeat them or prove them wrong. And though at times it is uncomfortable, the natural state of a human being is to be uncomfortable, to be aggressive. It is the natural state, their DNA. And when you start to look at that DNA and that aggression for survival and self-preservation, then you begin to understand why there can never be peace on earth. Even Jesus said there will always be wars and rumors of wars. There will always be. So when you hear these crazy politicians tell you, oh, we're going to make peace here and we're going to fix that over there, it can't be done. It can't be done. Most people politically and socially, they don't understand civics. They don't understand how government even works. No matter what a politician promises you, you got to understand it has to go through Congress. It has to go through a committee. It has to go through the process of how do we tear it apart so it won't work and we can just go back to our evil. People love evil. Evil always wins in this world. Always. Now, I know you don't want to think that. I know you don't want to believe that. But it's true. And if you look at history, you will see we had many, many opportunities to turn things around. And once we started to, and those who, let's say, were leading the pack to change all of this, they were killed. Gandhi, Socrates, Buddha would have been killed, but he ran. He was smart. He stayed in the forest and they couldn't catch him. His own family wanted to kill him. Jesus, well, we know how that turned out, but we like to romanticize and glorify that, make people believe that he died for our sins and stuff like that. And if he did, he died in vain because we're still at it like we've never been before. Our mischief never ends. So to answer your question, nothing good ever lasts long here. We had moments in our world. I remember when I was young, there were beautiful moments that the Peace Corps, things like that. Jack Kennedy was looking at a peace, but without the threat of nuclear bombs and everything. People don't like that. They want strength. And that strength means that you hate your enemy and you prepare to kill them. And this is the way it is. Nothing good ever lasts long in this world. Superman, the Man of Steel, was right. It is true. And the way this happens in each and every one of us is our suspicion about any form of goodness as a form of weakness. And that is the major culprit here. You're a weak person if you seek to do good. I've been a part of many organizations in the course of my tenure as and my tenure, both the tone and tenure of my life, to help people, and they all crumble. They can't be funded. They can't be understood. People move against them socially and politically, and it just never ends. The mischief of humanity never ends. So that's why I say what I say, and I know it sounds negative to the ear of a person who is trying to be, quote, positive, but nevertheless, you can't deny the facts. In this world, we incarnate people that are mean-spirited, who are ignorant, who are afraid of how to live their life in peace and harmony. They have these innate needs to kill and kill before they can be killed. And there's a lot of mental illness in our country, a ton of it. And a lot of it has to do with the freedoms we've been given and the influences that we have put upon our children that are violent and unkind and untrue and all that other good stuff. And I'm just, trying to keep it simple here. Anyway, thank you for your beautiful question. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, huh? Namaste.